You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, time for a trending report. You say that your wife was upset by this story about Michael Orr, the football player?
Yeah, popped up on our phones last night at roughly the same time, and she was reading. She goes, "Oh, my God, everything I know is a lie."
That's right. You can't believe anything anymore.
It truly is one of her most favorite movies, though, with Sandra Bullock and Tim McGraw, I believe, is in it. Yeah, it's a good movie.
I have to admit, I have not seen the movie. I'm well aware of the story. Anyway, The Blind Side, Sandra Bullock movies, based on, the story about a couple, Sean and Leanne, who had adopted a young man who went on to become a pro football player. Well, the pro football player, former player, Michael Orr, is now suing Sean and Leanne Tui, claiming that they basically just used him to make millions and millions of dollars off his name while he got nothing. And he says the capper to this whole thing is that they never adopted him.
Ruh-roh.
They said they adopted him, but he says no. He just found out 6 months ago that all they did was trick him into signing some documents when he was about 18 years old that made them his conservators.
Okay.
And what that does, it provides them the rights to his name, his image, his likeness, and things like that. But it does not create a familial relationship. In other words, he's not family.
Right. So essentially, they get the benefits of everything, and he gets nothing. Well, now, is he just mad at something, or is he making this up?
I mean, we won't know until all of this,
I feel,
guess.
Like they made a major movie out of this. Like, they would have maybe vetted the story, done some more background information.
Well, it's based on a book, right? Wasn't it a Michael Lewis book? I'm pretty sure.
Could have been.
Seems like he's a pretty good investigative reporter type of guy. Anyway, I don't know. The family is saying that, no, he is misconstruing things, and they did not make money off of the movie, and blah. What a mess.
Man.
It's just a mess.
Everything is a lie.
It's all a lie. Speaking of movies, did you see how much Margot Robbie's making off of the Barbie movie?
I did.
Apparently, because she's one of the producers, this billion-dollar movie is going to make her north of $50 million in cash money this year.
Good for her.
It's a pretty good payday for Barbie.
That's really good, yeah. Good for Margot.
Good for her, and good for Greta Gerwig, the director and co-writer. She's going to make a lot of money, too. Speaking of money, there's a story out about how Bruce Springsteen, Google him, kids, Bruce Springsteen is on tour now and is playing some of the same venues that Taylor Swift just played recently. But while Taylor Swift's cheapest tickets at these places went for $1,400, the most expensive seats for the boss, Bruce Springsteen, are only going for about $400. So in other words, Taylor's cheapest ticket is more than three times the most expensive ticket for Bruce Springsteen.
Well, it's Bruce Springsteen.
I know, you rock and roll Hall of Fame, man.
Ugh.
Look, I've seen Bruce Springsteen a couple of times. His big stadium shows, bombastic and fun. But if you ever see this thing where they promote that, hey, he's just going to be with his guitar doing a one-man acoustic show, don't do it.
Pass, huh?
Wow. The longest night of my life.
Yeah. I don't ever want to see him. Not a fan. Eh.
I'm sure you won't. So, do you feel like you work too hard? Are you relaxing enough, Jer?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
How much relaxation are you getting each day, do you think?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I get a couple hours of relaxation, I think.
Apparently, there's this rule called the 42% rule. And the 42% rule is a way of determining whether you're getting enough breaks from not just your job, but also all the other things that add stress to your life, like doing chores around the house, all of your parenting, if you got to pay bills, so forth and so on. Add all of that up, you should have enough time outside of that that equals 42% of your day. Let me do the math for you.
Okay.
10 hours.
Beep, boop, bop, boop.
sleep, exercise, just reading a book, anything else you might do to unwind, including exercise.
Yeah.
They say you need 10 hours a day of unplugged from any type of work or stress.
Well, I mean, yeah, eight of that should be your sleep, so.
Should be. The average American does not get 8 hours.
You're getting like five, I think, it was the last time I read, 5 or 6.
For the average?
I think so.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
It's really bad. Sleep is so important.
Let me also close out my end by saying in sports, the Rockies did win a game last night, and I've now decided I need to talk to Josh about this. I think we are on a... We're on a watch with our Major League Baseball team here in the Mile High City to see if they can avoid losing 100 games this year. I've done the math on this. They have 43 games left. They need to win 17 of those 43. That's a 39% winning percentage. And so far this year in 119 games, they've managed exactly a 39% winning percentage.
Okay.
So it's possible that we're going to avoid 100 losses, but it's going to come right down to the wire.
Oh, man. They're so bad, aren't they?
They're just so bad. But they had a come-from-behind win last night, so that's good.
That's good.
And then the last thing I've got in sports is hilarious. Pro golfers are not allowed to wear shorts. Their caddies can. But pro golfers are forbidden to wear short pants. They have to wear long pants. Now there's this big movement online because the guy who won this last weekend's tournament, apparently there's photos all over the internet of his sweat-drenched long pants. He's got a lot of butt sweat.
Yeah.
And it's just going crazy over the internet. So people are trying to persuade the PGA to allow golfers to wear shorts. The women can wear shorts.
Yeah, they need to. The picture's disgusting. I mean, talk about swamp butt, man. The poor guy is drenched. It's really bad. I don't get it.
Oh my God, the picture just made me laugh. What else is trending?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that 42% rule and you should be relaxing because today is National Relaxation Day, believe it or not. So you're supposed to take some time today and relax, which is funny.
What's your go-to?
My go-to relax?
Yeah.
Just take a nap.
Okay.
The funny relaxation and relaxing is funny to me because I have somebody in my life that says that word a lot and they don't like do anything essentially in their life. And it's kind of turned into a drinking game in our household when we hear that person say that they're relaxing. We're like, drink.
Because that's their entire life.
That's like their entire life, and that's their go-to. Oh, it's so nice to be relaxing. Like, what else do you do? Drink!
I think I know what you're talking about.
We've got other people, too, that we started a drinking game that mention the... How do I word this? They bought a fancier car, and it's like a limited... So they just refer to it as the limited anytime they're talking about the vehicle. They're not like, you know, my Ford F-150, you know, let me grab my truck. It's always my limited vehicle. It's a limited. It's like this go-to brag for them. And every time Nicole and I are like, drink under our breath. so-and-so is behind me in the limited.
My car is a limited. I don't think you've heard me say that once.
Who cares? I know. It's just a funny thing.
It's just the trim level. It doesn't even really matter.
Funny, funny thing.
Do they think that makes them special or something?
I think that's what it is. Yeah. All of a sudden they're like, I would get to feel superior. Let's drive the limited tonight. Here's somebody with some cash. Paris Hilton is in the news this morning because over the weekend she was enjoying a vacation with her hubby and their son on Maui, just 30 miles from the devastation. And they were like walking around with fancy drinks. And of course, you know, they're getting crucified online, you know, because people are evacuating. They're telling people not to vacation there. And there she is just frolicking around, you know, with fancy drinks and her big hat and fancy sunglasses. Somebody said, here's the quote, Paris Hilton heard about the wildfire devastation and she said, that's hot. Not a good look, Dom.
Not a good look.
I'll
tell you
that.
What is Paris Hilton doing these days?
That I don't know. I don't know.
She's is she a still reality in the show? News at all?
I feel like she had like a YouTube show or something going on. I don't know. I'm not up to date on my Paris Hilton trivia. All I know is she's vacationing in a really bad spot right now. Hey, they put the mic in front of the Golden Bachelor. I think his name is Jerry. Jerry Turner. He basically said he's not going to be messing around when the season gets underway. He's 71 years old, and he said there will be overnight dates.
Oh.
As they all do when they join the Bachelor, dog. It's gonna get hot. Oh, yeah. It's gonna get steamy. It's not gonna happen right away. He's gonna have to get to know the ladies. It's a long way down the road, but he said you can guarantee that he's gonna get his freak on. You know what? Good for him. Whatever. Hey,
mix
you're
in
about
a little
this,
Viagra, and he's
and
good to go.
Go to town. Did you see this 13-year-old kid from North Dakota survived a fall of nearly 100 feet at the Grand Canyon during a family trip?
It's quite the story.
Quite the story. I guess he was trying to get out of the way for some people taking some pictures. Here's him talking about it.
Take a picture. I was squatting down and hanging on to it. I lost my grip and I started to fall back. I just remember somewhat waking up and being in the back of an ambulance and a hot helicopter and then the plane to here.
Yeah, so he doesn't really have any memory of what happened. Here's the list of things that happened to him when he fell. 9 broken vertebrae, a ruptured spleen, a collapsed lung, a concussion, a broken hand, and they rounded things out with a dislocated finger at the very end.
Why would you even put that in?
That's exactly what I thought when I was reading the list of everything that was ruptured and broken. And they're like, oh, and a dislocated finger.
And he skinned his knees.
It's probably his pinky finger, too, dislocated. Hey, did you know that LOL is, like, super cringe now, Dom? You boomer? You're not supposed to use LOL anymore. The new one is IJBOL for I just burst out laughing. That's what you're supposed to be using now. So I just want
to
But
you're
you,
supposed to pronounce it, not
know.
Spell it.
IJBOL. No,
you're supposed
yeah.
to. You're supposed to pronounce it Ege Bowl.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read that part. Ege Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Ege Bowl.
I'm not saying Ege Bowl.
Well, you have to if you want to be hip.
I never said wool.
I know, but in this case, it's Ege Bowl.
I'm not doing it. I'm still sticking with wool. I'm still writing LOL. Honestly, let's be honest. When was the last time you ever wrote LOL?
I never have once.
I don't think I have ever wrote LOL
I never
LOL
have
either.
Once written an LOL.
Steve Marshall
does
Doesn't
make me superior. It's just that I don't need... I put a smile... I will type ha with an exclamation point.
I'm big with the ha. Yeah, Steve
like
Marshall
ha's.
Is big with the lol. He's always sending the lol.
He's, yeah, he likes it.
He's a weirdo.
He's
right,
going to have to move to Ege Bowl, though.
It sounds like you're coughing something up. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. So this woman and her hubby, they've taken the interwebs by storm this morning. I guess this husband found out that his wife is a size F cup. And he was like, what's the big deal about it? And she's like, oh, these babies are hard to live with. So what they did is she made him put on a sports bra and they stuffed it with 39 pancakes. In order for him to understand what she goes through on a daily basis, I guess 39 pancakes is equivalent to the size and density of an F cup.
Okay.
And then they documented the struggles of trying to find a shirt that fits, wearing a seat belt, the under the pancake boob sweat. The best part of the video you're going to watch is them out for a jog, though, and him trying to jog with the pancakes. But he's snacking on them, too, while he's jogging, so... He's kind of cheating. Anyway, it's worth a click. You'll get a little laugh out of it today. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.